Transforming Grace, August 25, For the Whole Man. The very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. The sanctification set forth in the Scriptures embraces the entire being, spirit, soul, and body. Christians are bidden to present their bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, Romans 12:1. In order to do this, all their powers must be preserved in the very best possible condition. Every practice that weakens physical or mental strength unfits man for the service of his Creator. Said Christ, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart," Matthew 22:37. Those who love God with all the heart will desire to give Him the best service of their life, and they will be constantly seeking to bring every power of their being into harmony with the laws that will promote their ability to do His will. They will not, by the indulgence of appetite or passion, enfeeble or defile the offering which they present to their Heavenly Father. God would have us realize that He has a right to mind, soul, body, and spirit, to all that we possess. We are His by creation and by redemption. As our Creator, He claims our entire service. As our Redeemer, He has a claim of love as well as of right, of love without a parallel. Our bodies, our souls, our lives are His, not only because they are His free gift, but because He constantly supplies us with His benefits and gives us strength to use our faculties. Shall we not then give to Christ that which He has died to redeem? If you will do this, He will quicken your conscience, renew your heart, sanctify your affections, purify your thoughts, and set all your powers at work for Him. Every motive and every thought will be brought into captivity to Jesus Christ. Those who are sons of God will represent Christ in character. Their works will be perfumed by the infinite tenderness, compassion, love, and purity of the Son of God. And the more completely mind and body are yielded to the Holy Spirit, the greater will be the fragrance of our offering to Him.